ultimate uptime, and unrivaled support. Brandt is your go-to John Deere agriculture dealer, backed by the best-equipped team in the business, with industry-leading support to keep you running. We deliver the highest standard of service, with 22 locations across Alberta, Saskatchewan, and BC. With a full lineup of new and used equipment, the latest ag technology, and teams of trained specialists, Brandt's got your back. Visit more.brandt.ca for the latest equipment and promotions.
I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner with your Brandt Agriculture World Weather Report on Friday, and we are looking at a not-so-bad forecast. You know, it's going to be very wet in the southwestern prairies. Those folks in Alberta and parts of western Saskatchewan that have been dealing with drier-than-normal conditions for more than 7 years will get a chance to get a decent soaking rain during the first part of next week. A lot of celebration will take place if that actually occurs. Already, we've heard some reports of pocketed areas of significant moisture just from this week's storm system. A few spots not too far from Moose Jaw, and from there over towards Lake Diefenbaker, there has been 1 to 3 inches of rain, but that's been fairly localized. By the time we get to midweek next week, there will be greater amounts of moisture over a larger part of western and southern sections of Saskatchewan, as well as neighboring Alberta. But for our part of the world, we won't see nearly as much precipitation as those areas. We'll get a little bit of shower activity certainly lingering across the region here for a while this afternoon, and we'll see some spits and spats of moisture tonight and tomorrow as instability showers continue to linger. As we get into Sunday, though, a more stable atmosphere is expected for a little while. We'll have an east-southeasterly wind blowing across the region, and temperatures should warm up rather nicely over the course of the weekend. Saturday's temperatures may be held in check a little bit because of some instability showers, but it will be trending warmer, with Sunday afternoon temperatures getting warmest across the region. We'll be well into the upper teens probably, and I wouldn't be surprised to see a few spots on the south side of the listening area getting above 20 degrees. We will have a lot of variable cloud cover around, though, especially in the southwest. We do expect to see an increase in precipitation coming along as we move on into the early part of next week. A deep low pressure center is expected to evolve in the northern U.S. plains over Montana and the western parts of North Dakota, and that will occur on Monday. There'll be an increase in thunderstorm activity in the southern parts of the province during that time period, but we will see a few light showers possible, but no big general soaking of rain is going to occur. Now, the low pressure center will likely shift a little bit more to the southwest before actually pulling back into the states, and so we'll see a little bit of an increase in precipitation occurring across this region as we get into Monday night and Tuesday, and then quickly we'll turn drier Tuesday night going into Wednesday. Additional moisture may be run from 3 to around 8 or 9 millimeters, but if you're out around the Saskatoon or Watrous areas, you might see some totals getting over 15 millimeters. The greatest precipitation will be farther to the west and south. We expect to see those nighttime temperatures staying above freezing through most of our weekend and into early next week. That's today's Brandt Agriculture World Weather Report. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.